The invitation for the open house at the Islamic Center said, meet your Muslim neighbors. And that's exactly why Ann Wirth was there.
Well, I'm the administrative director of another church here in Boulder. And all of our congregants feel somewhat in the dark about what the Muslim religion is about and what Islam represents. And in the nature of inclusiveness and really understanding our neighbors and our community, we as a group came over today to see if we could get some information and share our support and our love for our neighbors.
Hera Hashmi was one of the organizers of the event. She says it made sense to offer local residents more information about the Islamic Center now because the mainstream media often portrays the Muslim religion in a negative light.
We need to be a part of our own conversation. We need to be part of our own rhetoric and our own narrative. And with so many community members reaching out to us, we were like, it would be really pertinent to have an open house where you can come to get to know us, so we're not scary, you made it out alive, and just really develop friendships and strong bonds that hopefully we learn from one another and go out into the future with being friends and being really kind to each other.
Kindness was also the focal point for Ayuba Mensah, who leads prayers at the Islamic Center.
To treat our neighbor kindly. And then when I go home and I see my neighbors, I greet them with a smile.
Is this a good sign that people are very supportive?
Yes, this is a big sign for we as a Muslim community. That's how our neighbors, they support us so very much, and they love, they see that what is going on in the United States is injustice.
The Islamic Open House fell on the 75th anniversary of the day when a presidential executive order led to the incarceration of more than 100,000 people of Japanese descent following the attack on Pearl Harbor during World War II. Rhonda Aiken came because she has a personal connection with that story.
Three generations of my family were interned. They were community members, like community leaders in San Jose, California. It's pretty clear that Muslim Americans are being viewed as the other, the dangerous other, very much like Japanese Americans were viewed as the dangerous other following Pearl Harbor.
So it's very poignant for you today that this anniversary falls on this welcoming reception for the Islam community.
It completely is. Yeah, I could cry right now. It's so, especially thinking of the refugees and the distress that fear has precipitated yet again.
That fear is not unfounded, according to Boulder District Attorney Stan Garnett, one of the speakers at the open house. He came to reassure the Islamic community that local law enforcement is standing by them, especially in light of a recent bomb threat at Boulder's Jewish Community Center.
We've done a lot with faith communities in Boulder County to make sure that everybody knows that everyone's protected regardless of ethnicity, religious background, nationality, immigrant status. The Islamic Center of Boulder is an important part of the Boulder community, and we want everybody here to know that the laws of Colorado and the American justice system will protect them and their community. The most important thing is people should not be quiet. If something happens that concerns them, they should call my office, call the police. We'll take a look at it and we'll see if we can be of help.
Are you seeing, I know someone mentioned the incident at the Jewish Community Center. Are you experiencing really an uptick in that? Are you concerned?
Yeah, we actually had several crimes reported to us last week involving new crimes being committed against primarily the Latin American immigrant community. Whenever people get scared and get afraid, the bad guys figure that out and they know how to take advantage of that. So we are seeing it, and we're doing what we can both to build confidence in meetings like today and then to make sure that we seek justice for people when a crime's been committed.
Boulder's Islamic Center was founded in the 1970s in Boulder, but many attending the open house were first-time visitors who wanted to show their solidarity.
Just kind of be more aware of, you know, Islam and how we can all kind of come together and get through this next little stage in life.
So is this the first time you've been here?
This is. I go by every day, and I've been looking for this opportunity, so it's great.
Okay, so and you have your children here?
I do, yeah. I've got two teenagers who feel the same way, and just coming here just does my heart good. So
to show solidarity for our Muslim brothers and sisters and say that, you know, Boulder is a community that is inclusive and accepting, and we are, yeah, open to all.
We stand by them. We will always stand by them.
Our administration is not showing solidarity.
I see that you still have your St. Andrew Presbyterian Church badge on. So did you come directly from church?
Yes.
And why did you want to be here?
I just wanted to show my support for the Islamic community so that they feel welcome. So I didn't want them to think that as Presbyterians we were looking down on them for being Islamic. I wanted them to feel that all different religions are welcome in Boulder.
The Islamic community said they appreciated Boulder's support in recent weeks, and that's why they had several of their children read emails sent by Boulder residents.
Dear friends, we understand that your place of worship has been targeted with hateful letters that do not in any way represent our views of you and your community. We will do everything we can to add our voices to those who support you and the free exercise of religion that this country holds dear. Please know that you will have friends and neighbors you can count on. We are honored to be counted among them.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.